This is episode number 2327 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Kim pulled an Elle Woods over the weekend.
No.
Attending a formal 50th birthday dinner for Tracy Ellis Ross in a full body Halloween costume.
Oh, jeez. And I guess it wasn't a costume party.
Oopsie. Kim, you probably should have read the invite.
Yeah, you think?
You can't just leave it to your people.
Oh, my God. No kidding.
Someone might lose their job over this one.
Somebody might. Not as much as the person who messed up her Instagram this morning. So,
well, she took the hilarious moment in stride, posting a selfie.
Well, what else is she going to do?
She posted, well,
I screwed up.
When in doubt, take a selfie.
Yeah, take a selfie. Post it on Instagram.
So she posted a selfie with the birthday girl to her Instagram stories, writing, "That time I showed up to a birthday dinner in full costume when it wasn't a costume party. Happy birthday to the most beautiful, kind soul, Tracy Ellis Ross."
Okay.
So Ross looks stunning in a cherry red gown with a matching off-the-shoulder jacket and jewels.
While Kim is in a full-body costume.
She was probably coming or going from another party, in which she dressed up as the X-Men character Mystique.
Oh, she was in the blue suit. Okay, all right.
That's blue bodysuit, heels.
That leaves nothing to the imagination, by the way.
Matching face makeup.
I remember when Jennifer Lawrence wore that suit. They had to paint it on her. They had to paint it on her. It's interesting, though, when you watch the X-Men, how they do the effect, because she morphs into this Mystique character.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah. You don't just go into a phone booth anymore.
No. Oh, yeah. What the hell's that with the superhero thing? I mean, what does he do? Does he duck into, like, a back alley? Does he duck into a 7-Eleven? What does he do?
Maybe. I mean, you know, well, unless you can find some public restrooms that are, you know. You can't see, you know, Clark Kent running into a restroom restroom going, "Oh, my God, there's going to be something clean to change." God.
Yeah, really. Ew, don't touch
that. Let's see. Where would he? Now, I have to think. Where would he go into these days?
That's the thing. First
off. Well, it's like New York City, I think, and somewhere else that we talked about recently has those outdoor toilets.
Was it San Francisco? Has a public toilet? Something like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's a special one.
Yeah. Well, there's
not just like, not just like a park bathroom
or
something.
Well, okay, you know? Maybe Superman has a special changing room somewhere in Metropolis where he can just duck in there and change. Probably right outside the Daily Planet all as well. He comes out, he's set to go. He's probably got a couple of suits in there in case one's torn or needs to be dry cleaned. And
well, what if he's across town?
Wardrobe. Oh, well, he's Superman. He doesn't need the suit to fly. I've seen him fly his Clark Kent before. He doesn't need the suit. It just looks good. That's all.
Well, but he's so accustomed to phone boost.
I know.
But then what does he
there's
do?
There's no phone booths anymore. So there. That's all there is to
just
it.
Just trying to help the guy out.
I still don't see why we haven't figured out that Clark Kent is Superman. It's like, you know.
What?
The glasses spoiler. Out of the skies. It's like, this is crazy.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
So Glee creator Ryan Murphy had Justin Timberlake in mind for the character of choir director Will Schuster.
Really?
Really.
Wow. I never knew that. But you know, now I could see that, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, I could see it. Ryan dropped the bombshell on Gleeks everywhere during an appearance on a podcast.
Okay.
So he said
still Gleeks. I mean, there's Gleeks out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can stream this show and yeah. It's going to find a life.
People are there.
Own. Yeah.
You know, little Gleek parties, singing along.
I watched
sing
it.
Sing along parties.
I watched it. Okay. I think I did. I saw every episode of Glee. Yeah. I loved it.
I'm trying to think if I saw the end of it. I don't think so.
They graduate.
Oh, the boat sinks.
The boat sinks.
So he says, when we were writing the pilot, I've never really talked about this. That pilot was written for Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
So he actually wrote the pilot for him.
Now think about this, though. Matthew Morrison, curly hair, right?
Yeah.
I rest my case.
Which I like Matthew Morrison in that role.
Oh, yeah. Well, Matthew Morrison, trained actor, trained singer, dancer, you know, he was the whole package, triple threat. Justin Timberlake, singer, boy band member, dick in a box. I mean, that's basically, by that point. At that time was the extent of his acting.
He could dance.
He could dance. All right, okay.
You're in a boy band, you can dance. It's a requirement.
Double threat. I'm sorry.
Yes. He also revealed that Glee was originally imagined as being much darker.
I can see that.
And Mr. She was first written as a drug addict.
Because of American Horror Story and all the other crap that Ryan Murphy's, and I shouldn't say crap, he's fantastic, but all the other stuff he's done has been fairly dark. That, you know, you think about him doing Glee and it's like, oh, wow. So I could see that. I can see that being dark. And here's the sad part. In real life, Glee is very dark. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some of the... Obviously, the cast had issues. And we've had some tragedy there. But
yeah.
The one great thing to come out of Glee, not Lea Michele.
No.
Jane Lynch was probably the best thing to come out of Glee. And she had a career before that, obviously.
Right, right.
But
she
I mean,
good.
She made that show,
yes.
I think. That and the episodes that Goop did, I love those.
Of course you did.
I'm trying to picture Justin Timberlake as a drug addict teaching this class. But I can see like the DTs and the whole, you know, because Cobra Kai's kind of gone that way, right?
Woo, doggies.
You know? Johnny is kind of the recovering alcoholic guy in Cobra Kai.
And he goes back in and out of the light.
And he's in and out of the light. Yeah, so interesting.
Now, Matthew Morrison, you know, he was eventually cast, and the farthest thing imaginable from being a meth head.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. But did a great job, so I think that's interesting news. That's interesting news.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Well, our apologies to Jessica Biel. See what I did there? And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Anne.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.